surprised to know that many people don't read the profiles, both men and women. And I'll tell you that because I am very descriptive in my Bumble profile. That's my favorite one, even though I think OkCupid is more aligned for me because I think that's more of a wheelhouse where people can talk more in the paradigm of what they want, meaning non-conventional, non-vanilla, non-traditional. OkCupid is more of that. Bumble is traditional, but you also have some casual, some people that just want to have friends with benefits, but they tend to be more of let's feel it out, let's have a conversation, and then we go from there. I think Bumble, and I like Bumble the best because if a woman is interested in me, she's going to reach out to me. Whereas in Tinder, I have to reach out to all these women or the other apps. I have to reach out to all these other women like, hey, hi. And when they're having to go through so many likes and so many hellos, I think you get lost in the shuffle. So at least in Bumble, I know, okay, that person looked at my profile or found me attractive and they did it enough to let me know. So I was like, okay, cool. And I went ahead and I had this lady reach out to me and tell me she was interested. But I looked at her profile and said that she was looking for marriage. So I said, okay, lady, just to let you know, did you read my profile? She's like, yeah, I read it twice. I'm like, okay, well, you do know I say in my profile, I don't want to get married. I'm not looking for anything serious, right? She's like, yeah. But I told her, in your profile, you're stating that you want marriage. And she goes, yeah. But I figured we can have a sugar daddy, sugar baby perspective. And I'm saying to myself, okay, this is a 40-year-old woman that's actively looking for a marriage. And now she's saying, well, I'll make you the exception to have a friends with benefits as long as there's some monetary compensation. I'm telling you, this is how the dating field has turned into now. And I proceed to tell her, well, you know, when it comes to that arrangement, and I told her not to be offensive, but I will probably go with somebody that's younger just because it's more, I mean, when you're looking at a sugar baby, that's the premise of it. It's an old guy with a younger girl that we know what the deal is here, but I'm not going to be as a 46-year-old, be with a 40-year-old woman that is looking for that same type of arrangement. It's just not going to work. All right. So I let her know that in a very nice way. And, you know, I let her know that as well, because I was like, look, you're married. You're looking for marriage. I'm not looking for marriage. I'm not looking for blending families. I'm not looking to live with anybody. I am looking for a professional just like me that is wanting a plus one when they travel, and also want their independence, meaning they want like a part-time friend, like, but consistent. And usually that profile is a professional woman, maybe a nurse, maybe an executive in a company, doing sales, somebody that's busy rock and rolling. And you know, they can make time for a relationship, but they're not able to do that because they're also taking care of the teenage kids, but they also want to travel and they don't want to travel by themselves. You get the picture, right? Like that's the profile I'm looking for in a woman, like that professional, got her shit together. She doesn't need a man to get her a house or live anywhere. She just wants good company, fun company. We get along with each other and that's that. And you know, and I proceed to tell this to this girl, and she's like, well, you know, I just figured I could be that. I could be a sugar baby. And I told her, nah, you can't be that. Well, you know, and she goes on to say, you know, because that's the first thing, like women, when they get rejected, and I did it respectfully because I knew that, but while being honest, I said, you know, it's all love, but I would only give that to a younger lady, meaning that she's in college, like a 21-year-old, 22-year-old. She is just like okay with being open like that. And knowing it's short term because she's not trying to marry me, obviously. And she's not going to take up all of my time like that. She's just needing a few, you know, extra bucks here to kind of get on by and have some luxury money, right? And it's our secret. We keep it in-house. this is the norm now, guys. Don't blame me. This is what the market is telling me as a single man in the market. Okay. And she proceeds to tell me automatically, well, I know my worth. I'm not going to settle. Yada, yada, yada. And I tell her, look, I get it. I just, if you look at my profile, and my profile says the man that is over 6 feet tall, making six figures, it's not obese, and it's not married, is less than 1%. You're looking at 0.35. That's less than 1%. That's the general consensus population of men that fit my profile. Less than 1%. So why would I settle with you, knowing that I can get something much younger for the same arrangement? And I know it sounds hurtful, but just look at it from a woman's perspective. It's like, if she has a guy that is hot at 25 and doesn't have his shit together, but he's hot, versus the 35-year-old or the 45-year-old that is just as hot, but he has his ducks in a row and he can take you traveling, that woman is not going to pick the younger guy. She's going to pick the guy that has the more monetary, higher status, because that's what's attractive to her. And so it's more of, when I have these conversations, it's not to offend you ladies. It's just to tell you like what the criteria is for us men, like what we prioritize over, just like you prioritize security, financial security. You don't want to be with a shorter guy because you want to feel safe. You want to feel protected. You know, I'll probably put this clip on real quick of, you know, I'll probably put this clip on real quick of this lady, man, and the challenges that she's having.
Am I doomed?
We talked about this. You're 5'11", attractive gal, over 200K a year. I mean, let's be honest, 6'3". Yeah. The guy's got to be 6'3", 6'2". Minimum.
Yeah, 6'2".
Because you're going to be taller with him with the heels. You got 4-inch heels on, right?
Yeah.
And he's got to make over 200, not at six figures, over 200.
He needs to make like $500,000.
Okay, so
for me,
I respect that you're being honest. Does he have to be black? Your ex was black, no?
Yeah. I just don't want him to look like me. Like, he can be
okay,
anything.
So here's where you're at. Honestly, it's 0.000 half of a percent.
Oh, I know. I know the statistics.
Now is it the probabilities?
Tall white girl making good money wants a guy that's taller than her, 6'2", 6'3", and makes $500,000. That's an NBA player. That's a professional football player. Okay? That's what you want. And unfortunately, when you're going to want to go get that profile of a guy, it you're going to run into a lot of competition. And that's the problem that women are not realizing, is that they're not willing to accept that what they bring to the table to them is valuable. To them, they will want that in a man, but men don't value that as much as they do themselves. Like us men, we have to, in a way, we have to build ourselves. It's like, again, if I wanted to be in here, staying at home, working at Subway, and just coming home and not working out, not taking care of myself, and eating Cheetos and drinking Coke and playing Call of Duty all weekend, and then complaining about why don't I have a quality woman in my life? Well, you gotta get your house in order, buddy. And you gotta know what you can allure. You can't, if you wanna get that Instagram model, guess what? You're gonna have to do some work. But like when you have that same conversation with women, like tell them, look, I'm a 46-year-old man, happily divorced. I have my own place. I have my own money. I don't need that from you per se. I'm just needing some respectful companionship that's mature, has a brain. We can have beautiful conversations, respect each other as people, and build a bond that is not leading to something that is heavy. I don't mind if it's heavy later on down the line, but the way the marketplace is right now, women just want to get off the dating apps. Women just want to get off all that shit and lock it in and be done with it. And I get it. I understand it. But you got to know what you bring to the table, right? And then, you know, and I think the one thing that I'm going to put this clip on, when it pertains to women wanting that magic in a relationship, like they want this this combustion of happily ever after from day one. And I just want to have you hear this clip real quick.
Here's a good question I could ask. Have any of you felt the vibe with a guy?
All of us are like, yeah.
Okay. Did that end up working out?
No.
Or did that guy end up being not such a good match after all?
Yeah.
Yes. You have a point now.
Yes.
Yeah. So
you have a point.
Yeah. So clearly chemistry or connection or electricity or the vibe or lightning or whatever butterflies, whatever term you use to describe this feeling, it's not a good indicator that this is going to be a good person for you to date. So
facts.
Yeah. That's what I always tell people when I have those conversations, and when I was in those conversations when I'm dating somebody, that it doesn't feel right. Like, we have our thing. You can tell there's something there, but there seems to be some things that are off. And what I tell them is that, look, the best relationships I ever had didn't magically happen like that. It was one of those things that we had attraction, but through conversation, we could tell, okay, we got to work through some things, like see how this all feels. But it wasn't this magical love at first sight feeling, because the ones for all of us, for many of us that have been in marriages and relationships, you know that being in a relationship takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of sacrifices. It takes a lot of, just a lot of give and take, a lot of things that at the end, when it doesn't work out, you end up realizing that you're not the person that you were when you came into the relationship. So you know there's a lot of sacrificing going on from both sides. And unfortunately, what happens when a breakup happens is one side sacrifices more than the other, and there's just a tapping out point, right? And I feel that for the reason I have these conversations out loud with dating is not because I'm traumatized. It's not because I'm bitter. Because I'm fine. I could welcome a serious relationship. But what it's being asked of me in a relationship is not, I'm not getting what I want in return. So since I'm not going to get what I want in return, then I'm just going to create like a compromising plateau, which is the one I described earlier, which is just, okay, a young professional, she's busy with her kids, busy with her life. She just wants a plus one, could be intellectual, loves her free time, loves her independence, has her friends, has her circle of influences and people that she loves coordinating and spending time with. And she's all about having a plus one, but it's not going to be something that she's going to sacrifice everything or her current life as is for that person. That's being a realistic person. That's a person that's been through the trenches and understands the value of self-love and valuing their time and their world as is. But like I said, you try to have that conversation with women and they're just more delusional in that sense. And I understand that things have been ingrained in us. I understand that society has ingrained us to think a certain way. But what I try to ask women is this. It's like, why don't you just look at your life course? Just like I have. Look at your journey in life. And has that been the reality for you? Has that been the reality for most people in your life? If not, then what has been the reality, okay? And then just learn from those experiences. It's very rare that you go around, just like that clip I had you earlier, that most people around your circle had love at first sight. And from there, it went happily ever after and very minimal issues. It doesn't, because we all have needs. We all have wants. And we want to make sure that those are covered. And in some cases for people, they have to make sure that they are able to give what you want. The things that I ask for don't cost a thing. They don't. But you got to have the attitude to want to do them. Because if I feel that it's fucking labor work for you, like it is for me when I have to go clean up the driveway, you know, I have to clean up my driveway or whatever. It's like, fuck, I don't want to do that, but I got to do it. I get it. Like, you know, you don't want to be living that life. I don't want to put anybody, like, I feel weird. Like, the way I am as a person is I feel weird when I ask my partner to do something that I know deep intrinsically that I want to do. I'd rather do it by myself. That's why I do things by myself. That's why if it's a comic book movie, you don't like comic book movies, they think they suck, cool, I'm going to go by myself. You don't have to be in it, no problem. I want to play video games, you don't want to play video games, cool, no problem. I'm going to do it by myself. Just give me my time. Don't have that taken away from me. And, you know, for all you people out there that want to clown about video games, guess what? That's a bigger business than Hollywood. That's a bigger business than professional sports, right? Like, my friends always give me a hard time. I'm like, dude, like, video game is like a bigger, it's more popular. It's an interactive fucking movie these days. It really is. It's like playing, like, what, John Wick the movie? They have John Wick's the video games that are fucking cool. You have an hour worth of movie footage, but guess what? You're also playing as the character. I think that's fucking cool. I don't know. That's just me, though. And obviously, the business market speaks for itself because it's bigger than fucking Hollywood. Any TV show you like, guess what? There's video games that are more popular than that. Now, Hollywood figured it out. They went ahead and said, now we're creating Netflix series on video games and movies on video games because guess what? That's where the money's at. They ain't stupid. So anyway, but I don't know why they're all there. But my, you know, my whole point is that when I have these conversations with women, it's like they're not thinking logically, especially the women. And that's the part, I'll leave with this. I think that's the part that I get perplexed on. It's more of a, not frustrated again, not bitter. It's more of a perplexing thing to know that women have been through the gauntlet, you know, especially when they reach the 40s and up and they're still out there in the dating market. I know you've been through some very traumatic experiences, no doubt about it, because there's no way a woman at that age wants to still be single. Very rarely. They want to be in a relationship. They want to be nesting, in my opinion. They already want to have a history. You know, just kind of the things that make women love life. Just having that partner they love and have history with and know that they've been together for a long time, right? It's that commitment. They value that very much. So I know that when you're out there, you've experienced some type of trauma, you know, and especially the last man ended up being a closeted narcissist or very abusive verbally, physically, and he took you through the gauntlet and you stuck it out because you loved him, and next thing you know, you're picking up the pieces. I get it. And you deserve better. You definitely do. But you got to know what you're bringing to the table. You got to know what things do you offer to a man. Like, if you want a man that's successful, if you want a man that, do you have your successful, you know, do you have your success plan in order? Okay, you don't. Great. Are you very attractive? Do you take care of yourself? Are you like at that 95 percentile of women your age? Like, so if you're a 40-year-old, are you in the lower body fat percentage? And again, I'm not trying to be rude because I find women beautiful from all walks of life. I'm just telling you what men think. Again, a 46-year-old, that's in the 1% category of the profile that women are looking for. I'm in that one. I'm in the 99 percentile. Like, remember when we had kids and you put that kid in a 99 percentile because he's going to be tall as fuck? That's me. I'm in the 99 percentile. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what the stats say. Okay? So if you're asking for a man that's in the 99th percentile of the qualifiers you're looking for, are you in the 99th percentile of your category? And those are hard things that women won't look at. Those are hard things that if you try to have that conversation in a frank way, they won't look at. And I'm not trying to, again, diminish anybody or devalue anybody. It's like, just be honest with your expectations and knowing that what you can get. And maybe some men in the past have told you that. Maybe men online have told you that. And you've gotten with men and you've dated women. But the question is, have you kept the man? Have you been in a relationship with a man? Do you know? And that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to keep a man, to have a man in that relationship capacity that you want. If you're shooting that high, you got to bring something to the table. Like, I can't be an NBA player. I'm 6'4". I know how to dribble. I know how to shoot. Great. But that doesn't mean that I'm an NBA player. Does that make sense? And I hope you all ladies understand that. You can look at yourself and say you're this, you're that. That's great. But what does a man in the profile that you're looking for wants from a woman? And that's what I was telling that lady in the beginning. I was like, listen, you want to be a sugar baby. You're 40-year-old. I can, easily get on Bumble and find a 22-year-old in college. I just had one recently that was like reaching out to me. They were like, "Hey, I just want an arrangement." And I know, and I say, "No, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want that. You know, I don't want that." It's like I just don't want it. I just want like an adult partner, mature, emotionally intelligent. We could have great conversations. You reach out to me. We could in the future make plans together to do things that I've never experienced, things you've never experienced, that, you know, you'll feel comfortable and open-minded about, right? And I think if you look at life that way, you know, like, wait, that's, if you look at it from what you offer, which I know what I offer, okay? So I know what I offer, so I know what I can expect. And I think that's where a lot of us out there in the dating field don't do. And then when you tell them, like, "Listen, I'm just trying to be honest with you. Like, I don't think a lot of men are going to go for that. I don't think a lot of men are going to be accepting of all these things. And you got to get your house in affairs in order." Just like I have to get my house affairs in order when I'm trying to attract a beautiful and sane and all these things that I want in a woman. Like, I have to get my shit together as well. Classic and upkeep, spread that thing like Bobby.